this tutorial is going to deal with automation, and certainly in a musical context, automation is the cherry and the icing on the cake. So it's the last thing that you would implement usually before the mastering stage. Automation is used if you want a parameter to change over time in your mix. If you want a whole project to fade in or out, or if you want a person walking to pan slowly across the stereo field, that kind of thing. Automation can be applied to track parameters, and it can be applied to effects parameters as well. Automation, as I just said, is all about the change of a parameter over time. So you have to designate a point where you want that change to start, when you want that change to stop, when you want it to start again, and when you want it to stop again. And the change will take place over the time between those points. Or if you have two points that are the same, no change will take place. You will be holding things static for the duration of time between those two static points. So let's talk ourselves through an example. Let's say you want to fade out a track. So first you're going to want to make your volume envelope, and usually we deal with the post effects volume envelope for this. You're going to want to make that visible. You do so by highlighting the track and pressing Ctrl Alt V. Now by default there will already be what's called an envelope point at the beginning of your project. And that envelope point in the case of volume will be at 0 dB. That means that the track is neither louder nor quieter than unity gain. What goes in comes out. You want that to remain the case. You want the track to stay at 0 dB until the point at which you want the fade out to begin. So when you want the fade out to begin, you are going to put another point, also 0 dB, there, at the point where you want the fade out to begin. There are two ways to do this, to insert your envelope point. Either you would highlight the track, and you would press Alt-Shift-L or Alt-L. These cycle back and forth through the exposed parameter envelopes that you have for a track until you find the volume envelope. And then you could press Shift E, and that would add an envelope point using the value from the preceding point. Or you could do Alt Shift E, and that adds an envelope point at the cursor and enables you to edit it. So you could designate the shape of the curve between this envelope point and the next, for example. By adjusting that shape, you tell Reaper how you want the transition to occur over the amount of time between this point and the next one, the point at which you want your fade out to have completed. Do you want your fade out to have a fast start or end? Do you want it to have a slow start and end? Do you want it to be a square, which basically means that the change, all the change, will happen right at the end of the transition, so the sound will cut off abruptly? So adjusting these transition curves is rather like adjusting the item fade curve in the item properties dialog. So we could just press Alt Shift E and then enter, and that would add an envelope point at our cursor with default values. Then we go to the point at which we want our fade out to have completed, and we press, I think this is definitely the quickest way to do it, Alt Shift E, which will bring up that envelope point edit dialog, and we're going to type INF in that box. That means infinity. That basically means silence. It means everything is as quiet as it is possible to be. So between those two points, however far they are apart, that's where the fade out will occur in accordance with the shape that you have defined in the first envelope point of the pair. Now, you might want things to fade back up again. And you can do this in two ways. You could just add a third envelope point away from the second and put, say, 0 dB. If you want everything to fade back up to full strength, you could make it fade up more loudly. So up to 6 dB more loudly by default, or you could make it fade up, you know, obviously to some point less than 0 dB, so minus 6 dB, minus 18 dB, whatever. So it would fade up, but be quieter than it was before. And of course, you could adjust the fade curve of that latter transition from the middle envelope point of the three, the one that was at inf. And we navigate between envelope points by selecting the track, highlighting the track envelope by using Alt-Shift-L or Alt-L, and we then go Alt-J-Alt-K to go between envelope points, or Alt-Shift-J and Alt-Shift-K if we want to select multiple envelope points, if we want to copy or cut or delete them, or move them up and down, which you can do with your NumLock on using NumPad 2 and NumPad 8. That'll increase or decrease the value of your selected envelope points by a little bit. Now, you could also go to your inf point. You could go away down the timeline from your inf point. You could insert another inf point and then another point further on with the value that you wanted things to fade up to. So there would be a point, there would be a section of your audio where there would be total silence. And then things would increase back up to the stipulated volume. And that is how to do volume fades. And you can also expose the pan envelope with Control-Alt-P and navigate to it in a similar way. And you can type values ranging from 100 to minus 100 in these envelope point dialogues. And that's, or you can write 100% L and 100% R or center, and that will decide where in the stereo field you're going to be transitioning from and to. And again, there's going to be a point at the beginning of your project which is going to be at center, so everything will need to be done relative to that. And if you want there to be a section, the initial section of your project to be centered, then you're going to need to put another center point in down your timeline where you want your panning to start, so that between the first two center points nothing happens. You're telling your automation envelope curve, I want this to be static. Now, in the track send default branch of preferences, you can designate, there are a list of checkboxes, pre-effects, volume, volume, width, pan, etc., etc. You can designate by checking these boxes which track envelopes are exposed by default. I have post effects volume and post effects pan and pre effects volume and pre effects pan open by default on all of my projects. Pre effects volume you can't really adjust any other way than by automation, so I find that useful in certain circumstances, likewise with the pan, although you could do it from an item or take level, of course. But so you can designate what appears by default there. But if there is an envelope, particularly a track envelope, that you want to make appear and it isn't there for that project, you can press Shift L with the track highlighted. And then by doing some object navigation in MBDA, getting into the right place, you then press MBDA NumPad 6, MBDA NumPad 6, MBDA NumPad 6, and you will go across the different envelope options. This is thankfully no longer necessary, and I'm led to believe this dialogue is a lot simpler now, but I haven't checked it out yet. This was a very recent update, so I'm not sure how it looks. And checking the box that you come to will make that envelope visible and armed. So, for example, you might want to expose and arm the track mute envelope and then automate that. Now, mute, because it's on or off, Reaper's intelligent, and you can only have square shapes when dealing with the mute envelope. Now, it is also possible to automate effects parameters. You add the effect to your track in the usual way, and you tab to the param button. and you can press Shift Space or NVDA numpad enter on it, and a context menu will come up. And you can press F for FX parameter list, get into that sub menu, and then you can do Show Track Envelope. And when you open that sub menu, a complete list of all the effects automatable parameters will appear. Pressing enter on the one you want and then leaving the effects chain dialog will mean that when you highlight that track and press Alt L or Alt Shift L, the effects envelope will appear. It is also possible to automate send volume in this way by pressing Shift L and navigating by NVDA Numpad 6 and NVDA Numpad 4 with the numlock off, I hasten to add, from the right place in that dialog, you can find send volumes. And you can also see effects parameters from that dialog. But if you've got multiple effects on a track and those effects have a number of parameters, I find that to be a particularly inefficient way of getting the result you want. Far better to highlight your effect from the effects chain dialog in the effects list and tap to the param button, invoke that, go to effects parameter list, go to show track envelope, and select the effect parameter in that way. Now, a couple of things to note about this. How friendly automation will be on an effect parameter basis will depend on how well the effect is created by the developer. So, for example, you might be using an effect and you might want to automate the wet parameter, say, of a reverb. I want to bring up the wet parameter slowly. Some plugins, when you plot envelope points, will be kind and allow you to enter dB values. So minus, you know, 100 and something dB, or inf dB, or minus inf dB for the minimum dB. And obviously, you know, maybe 6 dB for the maximum, whatever the maximum is. Others are not so kind. Others will only allow you to write values between 0 and 1, where 0 is the minimum and maximum. A 1 is the maximum, of course. So you have to work out what value unity gain represents, 0 dB represents. Often it's somewhere around 0.75, but not always. And the same is true for frequency parameters if you're automating the frequency slider of an EQ. Not all plugins are friendly and allow you to specify values in hertz or semitones for pitch plugins and so on and so forth. Not all of them allow you to specify on or off for switches, but some do. To make things even more confusing, sometimes when you Alt J and K between envelope points with a particular track envelope focused, some plugins will not allow you to enter real-world values, but they will display their output when it tells you what position the envelope point is at. Because when you Alt J and K, not only will it tell you the number of the point in chronological order for that envelope, but it will tell you the value of that point, which is very useful. So in our first example, when you Alt J and K through the envelope points, let's say you start at the beginning of a project, you press Alt J, it'll say 0 dB, you'll say 0.10 dB, you press Alt K, it'll say 0.20 dB, you say 0.3, it'll say inf dB, and so on. And it will give you the position you've navigated to in the project as well. So some plugin parameters will give you real world values when you do that, even though you can't enter real world values. Some will be kind of temperamental and sometimes give you real world values and sometimes not. Sometimes you'll get real world values when you adjust an envelope value by doing numpad 2 and 8 in the aforementioned way. And that's it. That is automation, the envelope point plotting based way in a nutshell. And from this point, the possibilities are only as limited as your imagination. You can pan things around. You can automate flange rates, you can speed things up and slow things down, You can make things more or less reverberant, increase and decrease the speed of a delay, although that often has the side effect of changing the pitch of the audio because of the way a lot of these delay plugins work. Lots of things you can do. You can slightly fade down the end of a verse by 1 or 2 dB so the chorus punches in with more effect. Bring it back up to 0 dB for the chorus. Lots of things you can do. And that's pretty much it. Automation, at least one way of automating in a nutshell.